Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lawmakers are taking reports of UFOs much more seriously than ever before, and I've been reporting on this for a very long time. What do we actually know, and which questions still need to be answered? I've brought in an expert, and he will share the latest data and report with you today, so don't go anywhere. Be sure to visit my website, www.sarahacarter.com, for my latest reporting and stories. Don't forget the A, it's S-A-R-A-A-Carter.com. For all the latest stories. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my email list so that we can stay in touch. Today, I will be joined by researcher and journalist Nick Pope. He is the former official at the UK Ministry of Defense and worked at the UFO desk during his service. We will be talking about the new congressional budget that requires the DOD to investigate a 1945 crash landing in New Mexico. It was up on my website when the story broke. 2 years before Roswell. That's right, folks. 2 years before Roswell. That occurred very close to the time the United States began testing atomic weapons in that area of New Mexico. Will they get the answers? And will we get the answers that the U.S. public deserves? I also cover a terrible story. This is something that obviously it hits close to home. I've covered the border, you know, now for nearly 20 years. But once again, here's a story of a 20-year-old innocent autistic girl from Maryland who was murdered brutally murdered in cold blood after being raped by an MS-13 gang member who had entered the country illegally and was allowed to stay. It is tragic and a disturbing reminder about the real consequences of the open border agenda. So it's not only a national security issue. I've talked about that. It's not only a humanitarian issue, but there's trans criminal gangs and networks that are operating on both sides of the border, like MS-13 and others. And this is what happens when you have an open border and you don't vet people and we just allow people to pour in through the country. And I'll take a few minutes to explore the delusions because they really are delusions. And by the way, I have all these great new sound effects, but I'm going to try using them throughout this show because it's just going to be fun for me. But I'm going to take a few minutes to explore the delusions of former CBS News anchor Dan Rather. Yes, thank you very much. Because he is delusional. He is absolutely delusional. And you're going to want to stick around for that. Hey, everyone, please follow and subscribe. Get all the links at sarahacarter.com. That's sarahacarter.com. And while you're there, sign up for our email list so that you don't get shadow banned. You know, I love AMAC. AMAC is a sponsor and has been a sponsor for years of the Sarah Carter Show. It's the Association of Mature American Citizens, and it is the fastest growing conservative 50 plus organization in America. In just a few short years, over 2 million people, thank you, and a lot of them are the listeners of the Sarah Carter Show, have joined and now carry an AMAC membership card. By joining AMAC, you're taking the first steps to saving the America that you love. AMAC offers an alternative to just about every other benefit that other group offers. But guess what? Without a liberal agenda, I stand with AMAC, and I hope that you will too. I encourage you to join today at amac.us/Carter. That's amac.us/Carter. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/Carter. This person who brutally raped and killed this innocent 20-year-old autistic girl from Virginia should have never been allowed in the United States. Never. But of course, our border is wide open. And President Biden, his policy is to allow the border to be wide open. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've brought those reports to you here on my podcast, on my special that we're doing, the Dark Wars podcast, which I hope all of you have had taken a chance to listen to the first three episodes that we've put there at the Dark Wars and on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News, as well as other shows on Fox Network, which I'm a contributor for. I have spent so many years on that border and I've never seen it this bad. And now we've got a story. It's out of the Washington Examiner by Anna Giartelli. Great story. She does this incredible interview with the family of the victim. And I want to take a moment to really address this because there are so many victims and so many people that have lost their lives unnecessarily because our government refuses to do its job. This is not about race. This is not about being anti-immigrant. I'm obviously not. My mother was an immigrant to this country. She immigrated legally from Cuba in the late 1960s, just as we are all immigrants of this beautiful land that we call America. But we do it legally for a reason, not only for our national security and to not allow these traffickers to break human rights laws when they're literally trafficking people into our country and committing all types of crimes against the innocent people that they're trafficking. But it's so that people here don't live in the shadows. And it's also so people in the United States are protected from criminals that are operating on the other side of the border, right? Or outside of our nation. We have enough to do with our criminals here, let alone bring in criminals, people that have no background checks into our country so that they can commit these heinous crimes against our own, right? Unnecessary death. Let me read this. Tammy Nobles of Norfolk, Virginia, learned this month that the person arrested and charged 2 weeks ago on 6 felony charges and 5 misdemeanors related to the strangling death of her autistic 20-year-old daughter was a citizen of El Salvador who had illegally entered the country at the southern border last March and identified as an unaccompanied minor. He was 17 years old. He was protected. His identity was protected and is being protected because he is considered a minor who committed a heinous act. His identity should no longer be protected. He was indicted by a grand jury in Maryland for 11 charges in the July 27th homicide of Kayla Hamilton, including first-degree murder, robbery, and rape, and he is going to be tried as an adult. He basically strangled her after he raped her and beat her with a telephone cord. I want you to think about what that mother is now going through. That's not to say we don't have criminals in the United States or that Americans aren't criminals. And I'm not saying that everybody who crosses the border, I speak Spanish, right? My family is from Latin America. My mom's side of the family from the Caribbean. I have family from Mexico. I have family all over the place. This is about what's right and what's wrong. This, my friends, should have never happened. This young lady should have never faced that kind of horror and death. Her mother should not be living through this because that 17-year-old should have never been allowed in our country to begin with. We can't even run background checks on these folks. I can't even imagine what this mother is going through. We have 3 daughters, my husband and I. I worry about them all the time and 3 sons. But as a mother, I can't even imagine what that phone call must have been like. And then to find out that here it could have been prevented all along, that this MS-13 gang member, who thankfully is going to be charged as an adult, an illegal alien, came into our country because basically the Biden administration allowed it to happen because they have an open border policy. Well, guess what? I believe they are to blame as well for her death. They don't care about our national security. They don't care about our sons and daughters. You know, these are the same hypocrites on the left that build huge homes with walls around it, but then tell us we can't have a wall. These are the same hypocrites, right? And I know I'm going to get to Nick Pope, but I just get so infuriated by this. These are the same hypocrites that do everything to protect their own and leave us exposed. The limousine liberals, Hollywood's finest, Washington, D.C. swamp rats. That's what they are. And oh, here's one of the best Washington, D.C. swamp rats of all time, none other than Jerry Nadler. And this is Jerry Nadler. You got to hear what he says. You're a racist. That's what he said during the border hearing, the very first judiciary border hearings that have just launched off. Jim Jordan, a good friend and an amazing lawmaker who is now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and investigating this border crisis. I want you to hear, if you didn't get a chance, by the way, it was, you know, so unbelievable. This guy is so not riveting at all, but I want you to hear what he had to say at the hearing when Jim Jordan basically passed the baton to him, to the Dems, so that he could speak. By the way, he was on his cell phone right before that. And it was great because Congressman Jordan, Chairman Jordan was like, could you just put down your cell phone for a minute and do your little opening spiel here before the hearing gets started? Listen to this.
The first hearing will showcase the racist tendencies of the extreme MAGA Republican wing of the party that seeks to close the border to refugees from places like Cuba and Venezuela. It almost makes me miss their usual obsession with conspiracy theories and the FBI.
Gosh, conspiracy theories and the FBI. This is what they do, folks. This is how the government just gaslights everyone and forces us to reassess the way we think, common sense, or they ostracize us, right? It's like, if you don't believe the way they believe, then all of a sudden you're a pariah and you're ostracized. That is why I'm bringing Nick Pope on the show. That is why he will be coming up shortly. Because after making everyone, people who legitimately believed, pilots, military personnel, I can go on and on and on, physicists that literally believed that they saw something in the skies, that there was some evidence that we are not alone in the universe, or that there is some anomaly or unidentified object up in the sky, they made them out to be conspiracy theorists and crazies. And now guess what? Our government is actually taking this seriously. They are actually investigating this. That is why I have Nick Pope on the show to give us the latest updates. Folks, Allegiance Gold is now a sponsor of the Sarah Carter Show. And I believe in this company and I believe in reputation. And that is why they are a sponsor of this show. Gold and silver allow you to protect what you have worked so hard for and give you back the control and the privacy that you need. Because you all saw what was happening in Canada, right? When they were locking up your bank accounts, when they were taking people literally into custody for speaking out against government tyranny and Justin Trudeau. And we even saw that here. Anybody who wanted to give money, it appeared that if you didn't support the narrative of the government, which is the Jerry Nadler crazy narrative and the narrative that the Biden administration is spewing out, you were a target. Well, you don't need to be a target and you should not be a target and you don't have to be one. You could do this through Allegiance Gold. Right now, you could get $5,000 of free silver on qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah, S-A-R-A, sent you. My friends at Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver or have it delivered securely right to your door. Get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. So don't wait. Call or click today, 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, S-A-R-A. Or go to Protect with Sarah. That's Protect with SARA.com. We can't control the Biden administration, folks, but we can prepare. 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH or protectwithsarah.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm so grateful to have Nick Pope once again on the show. I've been bragging about this on all my other shows, saying we're going to get Nick Pope back on. We're going to talk about the most recent information on UFOs and unidentified aerial phenomena. And it's so important. I couldn't find anyone better than Nick right now to talk about this. Former UK government official and head of the government's UFO project in the UK. Nick, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back on. Lots to discuss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just riveted when you were on my colleague Tucker Carlson's show recently. And you've been on my show many times before. We're friends. We've run into each other at UFO events here, well, here in Texas. And there's so many more things I want to do with you. But I think right now, and you and I were just talking before we got on the show, there is so much happening. And I think so little reaching the public when it comes to this subject, in particular, when it comes to unidentified aerial phenomena, which I believe our government is taking much more seriously now, or maybe disclosing more. Let's talk about Congress's new budget. Let's just start there and what it requires the DOD to do when it comes to unidentified aerial phenomena and UFOs.
Well, this is groundbreaking. There are multiple UAP-related provisions in the new defense bill, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023. It is the most comprehensive set of legislative mandates that we've ever seen on this. There was some material in the last defense bill, but this is like that one, but on steroids. I mean, it calls for the DOD and the military and the intelligence community and other stakeholders to basically make a joined up effort across government to get to the bottom of the UAP mystery. And it talks about the need for a science plan and for everyone to finally work together and find out what's going on in our airspace.
Nick, do you think a lot of this has to do with the fact that, I mean, we've seen bits and pieces. We saw with Lou Elizondo, who's also a good friend of mine, a Chris Mellon disclosure. You have been very vocal your whole career about what normal, I mean, people that pilots, military officials have actually witnessed in the air, but that there is a concern now because these events, these anomalies are and have been occurring around our nuclear sites and other sensitive military bases, that our government is taking this much more seriously. What do you think it is? What are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is that, yes, there has finally been a realization, I think, across the board that this is a defense and national security issue. As you say, these UAP, whatever they are, and there are likely to be multiple explanations for these sightings and events, some conventional, others not so. But they do seem to be clustering around sensitive military assets and installations, nuclear facilities in particular, nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, a lot of interesting reports of underwater objects as well.
Right.
And some of our our submarines. There is still some doubt about whether some of this is maybe collection bias. In other words, these areas around our sensitive establishments are more heavily surveilled. So that may explain some of it. But look, it's very clear that these are not just anecdotal accounts coming in. This is across multiple sensor platforms, radar, forward-looking infrared, electro-optical, weapon seeker, and so on. So there is some hard data here too.
These are these anomalies are what we're talking about right now is what makes this so distinctive. These unidentified aerial phenomena. I prefer to just call it UFO because I think it's easier for people to understand that it's an unidentified flying object. Whatever the connotation is behind that, we have not identified it. It is flying. But one of the most interesting aspects of this to me, Nick, is some of the sightings that have actually they've recorded or they have seen eyewitness accounts. These objects going from the air into the water or coming out of the water, that they can move with ease, which would take away this idea that it's, and by the way, with such great speed that I think that when I talked to Lou Elizondo last, some of these, and I've seen some of the documents that have been declassified, have been moving 700 Gs, 900 Gs. I mean, these are incredible speeds that right now, we don't even know. I mean, I don't believe our government's even developed anything that could go that fast, right? And move from space into water, back out, and move. These appear to be moving with intelligence, moving around aircraft, moving around our carriers, our naval carriers out at sea. Can you talk a little bit about that? What do you know about that?
Yes, some of this is clearly under intelligent control. On occasions, which takes you into almost bizarre X-Files territory,
it
almost seems to anticipate what we are about to do before we've actually done it. Now, is that a very sophisticated AI algorithm, or is it something else? And if it is AI, who's AI? I mean, all theories are still on the table, according to what I'm hearing. So you know, some people are saying some of this, maybe it's adversarial technology, maybe somebody's made a quantum leap, but neither has the extraterrestrial hypothesis been taken off the table. And if we were having this discussion a couple of years ago, it would have sounded crazy, but people within government and the intelligence community are now talking about this quite openly and saying, you know, if any of this is true, we have to fundamentally rewrite our understanding of the laws of physics. And clearly our understanding of the laws of physics has always evolved, but clearly we're missing a trick.
Yeah, right. And the thing that makes it so incredible to me, because you could think like, oh, okay, maybe the United States is doing this because they're concerned that our adversaries have accessed some type of technology that we have not been able to access, or that maybe the United States or Great Britain or other nations are covering up for technology they're already developing, whatever that may be, that have defied the known laws of physics. But the thing about this that makes that probably implausible is the fact that I've gone through some of the declassified documents from the CIA, from the DOD. In the 1950s and the 1940s, the CIA, even before that, and I'm sure you can address this better than me, they were documenting almost the exact same type of craft. The same movements in a different way. They didn't have the technology to harness it on radar the same way that we're doing today, like we saw with the USS Nimitz and that whole event. But people described very similar craft, these TikTok, you know, tic-tac objects in the sky. Is that your understanding too, that we're seeing similar craft to what we've seen decades ago? And how could it possibly be Chinese or Russian or British or US technology if it was existing then?
I think that's right. I mean, I think two things. Firstly, sure, aerospace technology generally runs, you know, 10, 15 years ahead of what's publicly declared. I think everyone kind of gets that. But if some of the data that we have are halfway accurate. I mean, it goes way beyond that. And secondly, as you say, this goes back decades. People, I think the DoD is trying to push this fiction that all this started in 2004 with the USS Nimitz incident. Of course, it didn't. This is something with an 80-year backstory, and that's precisely why in the new defense bill, one of the mandates from Congress is that DoD and the intelligence community must go back to January 1st, 1945, and must then report on any programs that they've run on this and what conclusions they've reached, any incidents that they have been involved with, and this is very controversial, any materials that they have recovered or derived from any of this. And clearly, you know, that plays into the idea of Roswell. Now, Roswell, whatever crashed at Roswell, and something right. did, you know, that was 1947. And the interesting thing is, in the draft legislation, the date that they had to go back to was January 1st, 1947, obviously configured on Roswell. In the That's actual right. legislation, they changed it to 1945. And what I'm hearing is the reason for that is that it's to sweep up an investigation into this so-called Roswell before Roswell, the Trinity incident from August 1945.
Yes, in the New Mexico desert, it was the Trinity site. Talk a little bit about that, because that was where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in July. So now we're putting these pieces together, at least in our modern age, right? Of the possibility of this connection between our advancements in nuclear technology and whatever these sightings are.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking hypothetically, a lot of scientists have said, if we are being observed by intelligent extraterrestrials, one thing that they would be particularly interested in is whenever any emerging civilization harnessed nuclear power, because this is a game changer, obviously, for several reasons. So it is interesting that this whole modern phenomenon does seem to have really ramped up at about the same time. The Trinity test, something apparently crashed very close by that. And then Roswell itself, of course, happened very close to the base of the only atomic bomb capable squadron anywhere in the world. So again, there's this nuclear connection. And in intelligence work, whenever you get something like that, you're trained not to believe in coincidences. You know, it's like, wait, there's a nuclear connection again and again and again. And is it just a coincidence? Probably not. If it isn't, should we look at it? Absolutely. And that's what Congress has mandated.
Well, one of the interesting things, Nick, is happened in Great Britain, and that was the Rendlesham Forest incident. And this is certainly predates 2004 or the USS Nimitz. And it was U.S. military actually in Great Britain that had direct eyewitness account of what they believed to be a close encounter with aircraft that they did not believe was man-made or from our planet, right? These were, in their words, UFOs. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think this incident was so important, and it was a game changer for so many people when that story went public. And I was actually lucky enough to meet some of the eyewitnesses when they came to Washington, D.C.
Sure. Well, what's great about that case, as you know, is that, again, it's not just hearsay. We've got an audit trail of verifiable government documents, both from the United States and the United Kingdom, including a report from the deputy base commander, Colonel Charles Holt. And right. he's very clear. He talks about a structured, apparently metallic craft, again, under intelligent control, performing speeds and maneuvers that seem to go way ahead of anything that we have in our inventory. This thing was briefly tracked on radar. It fired beams of light down into the weapon storage area, which some claim affected the ordnance in some way. And there were physical ground traces in terms of radioactivity levels, which seem significantly higher than the average background. And what's remarkable about this case is it bridges the historical with the more modern, because clearly the Pentagon's UAP task force, now replaced by ARRO, the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, were clearly aware of this incident. And one of the papers that got written in association with the Pentagon's ATIP project was all about human effects. And there's a very long story, which I won't bore you with, but effectively some of the Rendlesham Forest witnesses, they were exposed to what this report calls UAP radiation for longer periods of time. And we had Senator John McCain involved in this, and one of his aides. We tried to get the medical records of some of the witnesses. The VA was involved and ultimately settled a case on this when the British government declassified a report that said these people had been exposed to something. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's not only bizarre, but it puts our lives into kind of a strange perspective, right? We talked about this before I came on with you. We started recording, but I was telling you, I almost feel we've seen so many changes, so many unbelievable stories and experiences just for us in our own lifetime, COVID, lockdowns, you know, the wars, terrorism. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening in just our lifetime right now. That what's even more incredible is that we're finally getting to a point where we're starting to realize, wow, we may not be alone in this vast universe of all this strangeness that we have to deal with, but that what we may have been seeing, what we may have been hearing, what our ancestors may have seen and put on caves or put in paintings, you know, we've seen this, may be real. That we may not be alone in this universe. And I think that changes the dynamic of everything, right?
It does. It does. There's been a complete paradigm shift over the last 3, 4, 5 years. Everything that had previously been dismissed as either fringe conspiracy theory, science fiction, is now mainstream. So, for example, whether it's in what used to be called fringe science, you know, right, the idea that time travel and other dimensions. Now you have people like Michio Kaku doing experiments at the Large Hadron Collider, explicitly looking for these so-called hidden dimensions that are necessary if string theory is to hold together. Then you have the idea with UFOs that, and again, people I think who are not really paying attention, just pick up the background noise. Oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. But when you drill down into it, you find out, for example, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so the people that normally issue the intelligence assessments of things, North Korean ballistic missile program or you know, the new Chinese aircraft carriers, now they're releasing reports and assessments on UFOs. Now we have congressional hearings taking place on this, with more to come, by the way.
Right. I'm on the edge of my seat with all of this, because I tell, this is, to me, right here is the greatest story of all humanity. Once there is full disclosure, once we come to terms with the fact that we may not be alone, or that we are not alone, and I don't know what that would require. Would that require an encounter, like close encounter, or, what do they call that? The fourth? It's called the fourth.
Well, there are various, a close encounter of the third kind is, yes, where you encounter entities. But I think for it to be truly universally accepted, you would have to have some huge event.
That would be the fourth encounter for me. That would be like, yeah, the main event, like not one person on a dark road who had an experience, you know, but an actual event. Because one of the studies, and I've spoken to people, you know, very familiar with what was happening at the Pentagon, very familiar what was going on with research. Michio Kaku, I think, is a brilliant I'm one of the most brilliant minds of our time. And his work is like, I don't think people pay enough attention to what he is doing because his work is extraordinary with string theory, but is also the bending of time, because that was what the Pentagon was looking at, because they were trying to figure out how does this craft go from here to here in seconds, you know, without, I mean, maybe less than a second. And it travels at such great speed. It may not be traveling at that great speed. It may be folding time.
Sure. I mean, after the story of the Pentagon's ATIP program broke, of course, a whole bunch of people in Congress got pretty angry, and rightly so, and said to the U.S. government, hey, you told us you weren't doing this, and now we find out you are. And the Defense Intelligence Agency wrote to Congress shortly afterwards and said, here's a list of the studies that we produced under the ATIP contract. And as you say, it turned out to be things like anti-gravity, invisibility, wormholes, warp drive, and stargates. It's the only time. I mean, this is why you say, you know, it's like we're living in the cross between the Matrix and simulation theory. You couldn't make this up, that you've got this DIA letter to Congress saying we were looking at wormholes and warp drive and stargates.
And stargates, think about it. What would it have been like? And what is it like? Because I'm sure they're still looking at it in a laboratory somewhere in the United States or in Switzerland or somewhere in the world, even in South America, where we have scientists actually investigating these phenomena. But I think I don't know, you tell me, there have been so many people that have come forward, innocent people that have said, look, I know what I saw. I caught some of it on tape. My life has changed forever. Half of my body has been burned by something that was above me and I don't know what it is. They made fun of them. They made them out to be laughingstocks in the attempt to cover up this phenomena, which makes us seem so small, right? We're trying to cover it up and hold it for ourselves. You know, like we're going to keep this under our own top secret, Department of Defense program, or the Great Britain did the same, or the Russians. But innocent people were kind of tossed to the side and made out to be crazies.
They were. And I think there must be a reckoning. There must be some sort of accountability for that. You know, now whether that's going to take the form of some sort of truth and reconciliation commission or something else, I don't know. There are a lot of very complex legal issues that will probably have to be untangled. I mean, no one wants to just fall back on the Nuremberg defense, but obviously some of this may just stem from a lawful presidential order from the commander-in-chief. So we have to see, but that's why one of the things that most excites me right now is the so-called whistleblower provision in the new defense bill, because this will effectively release from any secrecy oath or non-disclosure agreement anyone who's been involved in any of these programs, anyone who knows about these programs, is now able to come forward, not necessarily in public, of course, but at least in the first instance to Congress and tell Congress what they know and what they've been involved with. And then Congress can push and balance what information must still legitimately be classified, because obviously we don't necessarily want adversaries knowing about some of this, let alone getting their hands on disruptive technologies. But on the other hand, where we can be open and transparent and accountable, let's tell the American people.
I totally agree with you. Let's do that where we can be. And I wonder, and I don't know if you know, is there any documentation out there? And I'm looking through, you know, various declassified government documents, but is there anything out there that says that we have had contact, direct contact, or someone in the world with whatever may be controlling these UAPs? Is there any information or evidence that has been made partially public or public that there may have been contact already?
There isn't, so far as I am aware, a definitive single smoking gun. On the other hand, there are a lot of data points here and there, and a lot of people, some of whom have verifiably been involved in some of these programs, who say, yes, it absolutely is real. And for example, there are materials, but they just need that top cover in place before they will take that final step and come before Congress and say what they know. And you know, I was doing an interview the other day, and one of the congressional representatives who's been most vocal on this said, look, we've gotten classified briefings on some of this, but I don't want my door kicked in and the feds turning up because I go right. too far in an interview. So even the people in Congress, of course, have to be careful, as you know.
Well, yeah. And right now what we're seeing is that could very easily happen. We just, saw the story of Jorg from Dreamland, the gentleman that was actually monitoring the Area 51. And he and his folks had talked about, sightings. He was also on Tucker Carlson, and he's actually going to be coming on our show to talk about it. But he's, such an innocent man. You know, he said, I have no idea why the FBI was tearing down my home, and $25,000 damage later, they left with his equipment and nobody will answer his questions. So this is like a very, obviously very serious to the United States government, whatever is going on. Whatever they are collecting, whatever data, whatever is going on at Area 51, whatever data on these unidentified aerial phenomena, obviously is important enough that they would tear through a man's house who has a blog site and not explain to him why they did that or what he had that they were so interested in going there. And I don't know if you had a chance to see that.
Yeah, I followed that story with interest, and it's concerning. I mean, obviously, there are some circumstances where people are collecting information that could be valuable to an adversary, and rightly, right. we wouldn't want that getting out. But always there's a line between, well, where is the line between that and the American people's legitimate right to know, and citizens and journalists rightly probing into some of these cutting edge aerospace tech issues and saying, is it us? Is it China and Russia? Or is it someone else?
Right. Or is it them? Because I think this is important to all mankind, all humankind, right? To understand where our place is in the universe, what makes us us, and how we fit into this great dynamic puzzle. Let me ask you this, just hypothetically. Do you believe that at some point in time, or do you ever hypothesize about why maybe these craft are, if they were extraterrestrial, why they would still be very tentative about making themselves, like why that big moment hasn't happened yet? Like why we haven't seen that one great moment where they disclose themselves to us? Could there be a reason? I mean, I don't know. I try to think about it sometimes.
No, I do too. And it's difficult not to have this conversation without drifting into the territory of Star Trek and the Prime Directive. But
yeah, right.
on the other hand...
But I like to drift into those because I'm on a podcast. And I think sure. that's where brilliant people do. Look, they sit around. Einstein would sit around for hours just wondering, right? What is this? What is that? Until he came up with the theory of relativity. I mean, I think the daydreams do take us, though, sometimes to places where we need to be looking.
Absolutely. Right? And the late Stephen Hawking, of course, did appear on an episode of Star Trek Next Generation. And,
yes,
and
he
of
did.
Course, there absolutely is that crossover. I know it's a cliche, but yesterday's science fiction is today's science fact. And often right. it's true. So, yeah, I hypothesize and I suspect that the answer might be something along those lines, that in a universe nearly 14 billion years old, there might be ancient civilizations out there with technology millions and millions of years ahead of us. And to civilizations like that, a newly emerging civilization like us might be one of the last truly interesting things in the cosmos. And they might not want that sort of cultural contamination that would come with first contact. They might want to watch us and say, you know, look at this amazing, but often frustrating, sometimes scary, sometimes wonderful species called humanity. Let's watch them and see where they go, what path they choose, rather than just, you know, landing on the White House lawn and bringing us into the Federation.
I don't even know what better place to end this conversation right now, but I would love, I do believe that. And God only knows what would be the first things President Biden would tell them, but I'm just throwing it out there. It would be, at least I'm going to give it to him though, that under his presidency, we have this, you know, amazing, report right now, and Congress is pushing forward to disclose, for full disclosure, and I hope it stays that way. I really, really, really do, because I think this is, for me, I think this is such a remarkable, poignant moment in our lives, and for humanity. And I really do believe that one day, I mean, I even believe in my lifetime, that we will know the answer to that question.
I think so too. I feel that we're right on the edge of it. And you know, when it comes, whatever form it takes, people will remember the day before and people will remember the day after.
I certainly will. And I certainly hope you come back on the show, Nick. You are just brilliant. I swear, every time I have you on the show, I don't want to let you go. I want to do like a 3-hour, you know, Joe Rogan style show with you, because you're just brilliant. Just brilliant.
Oh, we'll have to do that in the studio or at a conference sometime. I think people would like that kind of discussion.
I do too. And I've been wanting to do one of these conferences with you, just so everybody out there knows, I really believe in this. This is something that I think is so vitally important. And as journalists, I have always taken this subject matter seriously. And I'm so grateful now, you know, I'm a columnist now and I speak openly about so many different things, but I'm so grateful to see that journalists, even at the New York Times and other places, are taking this subject seriously enough that they're not making fun of this anymore, that this is part of who we are, is our need to discover our place in the universe. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nick.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Nick was right. I'm right. We are not alone. Anyways, before I get to the end of the show, I want to talk to you about MyPillow. I love MyPillow products, and I'm telling you, if you came to my house, you would see them in every single room. You would see my pillow towels in the closets. I believe in supporting American companies, and I believe in Mike Lindell and his company, My Pillow. And right now you can buy one, get one free. Listen to this again. Buy one, get one free on MyPillow 2.0. All you have to use is the promo code Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Brand new temperature regulating technology in these pillows 2.0 keeps you comfortable throughout the night. For a limited time, when you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get another one free with code Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Go to MyPillow.com for MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one pricing plus discounts on all your favorite MyPillow products like towels, sheets, slippers, and so much more by using the code Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Stay cool and sleep better with the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free sale going on now at MyPillow.com. Promo code Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, MyPillow.com. Promo code Carter. Dan Rather is a joke. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Dan Rather is a joke. I can't even believe that, you know, this guy that I used to watch, I wish I could take it all back, said this. He said the DeSantis playbook on race and education is just an updated edition of what I saw in the South in the 1960s. What a joke. That is not true at all. That is a flat out lie about Governor Ron DeSantis, who, by the way, Dan Rather, is one of the most, if not the most popular governor in the United States of America, because he actually is using common sense and listening to the people and not buying the bullshit that the liberal woke crazies out there with this disgusting agenda want to push on our children. It has nothing at all to do with the South in the 1960s, a horrible time in American history. What Dan Rather doesn't understand, folks, and you and I do, and Dan should actually, you know, remember that he was the beginning of fake news. I really do believe that. And I don't think even anybody listens to him anymore. But the thing is that Governor DeSantis wants to protect our children from these crazies that are trying to indoctrinate them in the school system, that are pushing CRT, which is a complete and utter lie on our kids, that are dividing our nation based on race. DeSantis doesn't want to see that in his, so he's actually against the racists, because the real racists are the people. This is Ron DeSantis. He's actually in opposition to racism, because the real racists are the people that are pushing CRT on our children and dividing them every single day. Every single day, teaching our kids to focus on race rather than the content of their hearts, right? Rather than who the person is. They are teaching victimization. And they are also teaching in CRT how white people should hate themselves and everybody should hate anybody who's white. That's really what they're teaching them. And all of these crazy genders, that these 5 million genders that do not really exist, they live in fantasy land, and people trying to push transgenderism and all of this insanity on our kids, you are done. You are done. It's like we are trying to create a society where everything is some kind of middle gray ground. There's no black and white. And that's not racism. There's just no distinctions anymore. Teachers are trying to divide students, these teachers that believe in this woke agenda, this CRT, from their parents. I don't even know if the teachers really understand. They're just useful idiots. It's what the, you know, Soviets used to call useful idiots. All these people buying into this hype, this craziness. You know, there are 5 million genders. You don't need to specify what you are. Yes, you do. You need to specify what you are when you go through the airport. And even if you, in your airport, you know, you're filling out all that stuff. I hate that with the airlines where they put unspecified, like you're an unspecified gender. If somebody commits a crime, they are definitely going to be specified. We are looking for a white male. We are looking for an Asian female. We are looking for a Cuban. Me. That's okay. That's okay. Anyways, Dan Rather, you know, I read something somewhere that Dan Rather was really the beginning of fake news before fake news was popular. I'm going to have to agree with them on that. But there's this one thing I need to share with you before I let you go. And it is so crazy, in my opinion. In my opinion. And this is Chief of Staff Klain, Ron Klain, who is actually leaving the White House for Joe Biden. And he is up on, this is so, he is up on stage thanking Joe Biden, but you got to hear this. And he's sobbing. He's kind of got like Boehner. Remember Boehner would just cry at the drop of a hat. And I don't mean to laugh at this, but you got to hear what Ron Klain's saying. Listen to this.
This is the best job I've ever had. And even though it's also the hardest job I've ever had, I will miss this job, our work, this mission, and most of all, this team every single day. But I take solace in knowing that I am leaving you in the best of hands. I learned everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know. And along the way, he's taught me a thing or two about politics and policy as well.
How weird is that? We need to introduce him to some father groups out there. This is the best father you've known. He's got two children who are drug addicts. Mind you, that's not always the father's fault. But there's all kinds of weird stuff going on with that diary and taking showers with his daughter and sniffing kids. And remember that whole weird thing when he talked about Corn Pop and he was talking about being in the swimming pool and how the kids love to rub the blonde hair on his legs and how it glistened off the sun. Has anybody forgot? Are we like literally forgotten all of this? Are we living like in the Twilight Zone? How is President Biden the best father he knows? And by the way, all of that crying and then immediately shutting down from crying to politics. I'm like, what is going on at that White House? What is happening there? That's pretty insane. Anyways, we've got a group that you can join, Klain. Just contact me. We will put you in touch with a father group and get you going on that. And you'll have fathers that you can be proud of. And they're probably all listening to the Sarah Carter Show. Thank you so much for following me. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. I told you we had a great update for you today. Nick Pope is always invited on this show. You're always welcome to come back and give us the latest updates, Nick. You are the best. And I look forward to working with you and maybe being out on the road with you this year. Follow me on Truth at Sarah Carter Official, on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC, and on Instagram at S Carter DC. God bless you. God bless our great nation. God bless our universe and all the crazy, wild things that are out there. And God bless the great state of Texas.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.